July 24th, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. There are many insincere people in the world today, people who are really disingenuous in fulfilling the role Providence has placed them in. They may hold lofty positions and carry impressive titles, but in reality serve only themselves. Their motives are always political in nature, hoping to advance their own agendas or secure their stature in the world. These are many of the people who comprise the heart of governments, religious institutions, and every form of leadership. Such as these do not trust me or love me. Their trust and love is centered on themselves. Conceited efforts do not bear good fruit. These days, every type of truth has been challenged and summarily set aside. Is it any wonder my heart remains mournful? Even the Ten Commandments have been redefined and misinterpreted. Misplaced sympathy is spent on those who are in grave sin. Those who live in the truth already know these things, but I am reaching out to those who do not live in the truth and do not recognize their own errors. If you make decisions which do not support the Ten Commandments and holy love, you have defied the truth and misled those who follow you. You have a grave responsibility, not only for your own salvation, but towards the salvation of all whom you influence. Redirect your free will into pleasing me instead of self and man. If all would do this, Satan's kingdom in the world would crumble. I would not have to send my mother begging for prayers and sacrifices. These would be given freely out of holy love. Change the pattern of your moment-to-moment motivation. You will see the attitudes of the world around you change. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 5. The synopsis, a reminder to unbelievers, those spiritually dead due to sin, and those who by conversion have become believers by the grace of God, that it is by God, who is rich in mercy and by reason of his great love, we have all been brought to the possibility of life together with Christ. And you he made alive when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.